You're listening to Real World News. Energy and climate change.
Power to the people. 5,000 people participated on Saturday in a demonstration called Flood for Climate Justice, organized by Friends of the Earth International in the streets of Copenhagen, where the official negotiations of the COP15 on climate change are taking place. The activists of the Environmental Federation from different parts of the world, led by a local NOAA Friends of the Earth Denmark group, demanded climate justice now and said no to carbon offsetting. Thousands of people joined the demonstration. The crowd, dressed in blue, pretended to be a human wave to send a clear message to decision makers. The Flood for Climate Justice began outside the Klima Forum, the civil society conference on climate, with speeches by the chair of Friends of the Earth International, Nima Bassi, the general coordinator of La Via Campesina, Henry Saragi, and Amparo Miciano from the World March of Women. When they got to Parliament Square, Bassi gave another speech to wrap up the demonstration with strong motivating messages to the activists who mobilized with enthusiasm despite the cold weather. We now listen to Nima Bassi's closing speech.
Justice. No offsetting.
No justice now.
No offsetting.
Climate justice now.
No offsetting.
Climate justice now.
What do you want?
Climate justice.
What do you want?
Climate justice.
What do you want?
Climate justice.
When do you want it?
Now.
Where do you want it?
Now.
We need climate justice now. Because the climate crisis is not a thing of the future. The climate crisis is already with us. People are dying in floods. People are dying from droughts. There are food shortages. And decision makers cannot sit down anymore and delay and waste the time and cause more crisis in the world. Today we have shown by our march, by flooding the streets of Copenhagen, we are shown by the strong resolve of the people that a people united cannot be defeated.
Yeah.
A people united cannot be defeated.
Yeah.
We will continue to mobilize. We will continue to resist. And we will continue to struggle and transform. Say with me, mobilize, resist,
resist,
transform,
transform,
mobilize, resist,
resist,
transform,
transform.
Our march through the streets today has been symbolic of the resolve of social movements, of NGOs, of farmers, of people of the world, that the time for action is now. We are saying with one voice that offsetting is not the way to go, and all those who are planning to continue to pollute and to plant a tree somewhere, to continue to pollute and then send some money somewhere, we are saying very loud and clear that we will not accept false solutions, we will not accept offsetting. We demand climate justice now.
Yeah.
We are saying this morning that as we begin to march from here to Villa Center, and I hope all of us will march as we have done from Klima Forum to this place, we are going with a strong message that there is no more time, no time at all. We can't delay any longer. We are not looking for secret deals. We are looking for the real thing. We are demanding, as a people, that the world depends on us. We are the people. We must stand as the people. We are standing up for the survival of humanity. We cannot allow carbon traders. We cannot allow big business to keep on damaging the world. We cannot afford to continue to carry on with the same paradigm, the same system that depends on carbon civilization to keep on pushing us into more crisis. And so we are saying today, and we will keep on saying it, there is nothing like clean coal. There is nothing like clean crude. And so we demand today again, leave the oil in the soil. Leave the oil in the soil. Leave the coal in the hole. Leave the coal in the hole. Leave the dust sand in the sand. We demand of policymakers, we demand of presidents of the world, ministers of this world. We demand of the EU. We demand of the United States of America. We demand of all industrialized nations a minimum of 40% cut with no offset. Woo-hoo! 2 degrees change in temperature is suicide for Africa. Already many are suffering, many are dying. We are asking and we are demonstrating by this human flood that climate change is real, that everywhere in the world we must open our eyes and see that climate change is real, and now we need climate justice. Climate justice now. No offsetting. Climate justice now.
No offsetting.
Climate justice now. We have got climate justice now.
No offsetting.
Climate justice now.
No offsetting. Climate justice now.
No offsetting.
Climate justice now.
No offsetting.
Climate justice now.
No offsetting.
Climate justice now.
Enough of blah, blah, blah. Enough of talk, talk, talk. Now is the time for action. Climate justice now.
Offsetting.
Climate justice now.
No offsetting.
Climate justice now.
No offsetting.
Climate justice now.
No offsetting.
No offsetting.
Climate justice now. No offsetting. Climate justice now. No offsetting.
Climate justice now.
No offsetting.
Climate justice now.
No offsetting. Climate justice now. No offsetting. Climate justice now. No offsetting. Climate justice now. No offsetting.
This is the power of the people. The human flood, the people. We are the people, and we must be heard in COP15. Don't kill Kyoto. As we begin to march to the Beta Center, as we denounce plain policies of climate change, as we continue to denounce carbon offsetting, we want to stand in resolve and show the world that we the people, we cannot be defeated. We will march peacefully, non-violently, and this is the power of the people to to stand for justice, to stand for the truth. And so let's stand together and join our hands together and let's march together. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Real World News.